Hey, it's Big League Fishing again.
I like it.
A guy came by me the other day. He said, man, I listened to y'all's show the other day. He said, are you having as much fun as it sounds like? And I said, no, it's all fake.
It's all fake.
We drum it in. We get the crowd applause is all on tape. So, no, we're not.
Hello.
But, yes, we are. We're having a great time.
Just like when we go fishing.
Which we have not done in a while.
Because one of us is injured.
It's because one of us is going
on the DL.
Excuse me. One of us is going to Disney all the time. One of us is coaching grandbaby in basketball. One of them's got a board meeting they got to be to. Now, which one would that be?
But one of us has gone 3 out of 4 weeks to Red's Radio, to Children's Charity, to Camp Lejeune, to Hawaii. Fine. How are you?
Were you going fishing this weekend?
Yes,
today?
I am.
Where are you fishing today?
Trifecta at John Webb.
The one that I qualified for.
The one you qualified for and you're not going since you're injured. So I'm going to catch the ones you were going to catch.
How about that? Who are you fishing with?
Gregory.
Greg
Prophet, yeah.
Dadgummit. Yeah, this is a big deal. This is the fish off. John Webb put on a little trifecta.
Yeah.
He had three tournaments. If you finished in the top 25 in any one of them, then you would qualify to go fish. So how many teams will you have?
There's 75 if everybody shows up.
So they would take 25. It didn't matter if, like, the same teams came in and finished.
You know, that's a good question.
You know, because
That's a good question.
I mean, if it was 75 new teams every week, because if you qualified 1 week.
Evidently, he's got 70, because he had 75 teams he said was ready to go.
Oh, well, that's good.
And with a full field, it's paying good, like 3,000 for first, 2,000 for second.
Well, you know what we're talking? So, John and I have been talking. Next year, we're going to have a five-pack.
A five-pack.
We're going to, instead of having three, which you got to fish in, we're going to have five of them.
Okay.
And we've already got three sponsors.
Fish a couple in the daytime.
Well, let's talk about that.
A couple in the spring, and then a couple, three in the night.
I think that's a very good thing
to
do.
And then you'll mix and mangle a little bit. And
yeah. Well, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Well, you can be on our committee.
I would love to.
There's only two of us.
Well.
So, but the cool thing is that, you know, if you go down to the boat ramp right now, Pandora's, he's putting in a new weigh station. They're going to have tanks. So you bring your fish up, and you can have them right there and keep them alive until you weigh them.
A new weigh station.
Haven't you seen it with the concrete pouring
down there?
Oh, yeah. It's got, already got the roof. It's got concrete. Just doesn't have the tubs in.
Got sitting back here in the corner. Yeah.
What a great idea.
That is a good idea.
Pull through there, weigh your fish, go put them back right back in the water.
That's perfect.
Need one of those big spouts like we used to have where you can let the fish slide down. Yeah. Does that hurt them?
Well, I don't know. Some people say it does. It probably doesn't help them any. It's like putting them down a big giant slide, you know, to the lake, especially if it's dry.
Well, that helps people.
That sounds fun.
They may like it. Maybe they bite
How does the fish go, whee? We'll have to see how they do that. Anyway, so it's going to be pretty good. So you got the fish off this week.
Yeah. Also, on the same day, we're at Lake Cumberland out of Burnside Island. Also on today is the Fishing for a Mission. Rick Brammer and Jimmy Oliver put on out of Conley Bottom.
Yeah.
It's going, they're expecting 120, 100. I'd love to fish that one, but you can't do both, you know. But
so are you saying that Cumberland's going to be a little crowded this week?
Cumberland will be very crowded. It was crowded last week.
And what the temperature going to be like?
It's going to be, I think, 40 and rain.
Perfect. Just the way we like it.
Kind of days mean you.
I can't believe I'm not fishing.
I know.
Because I'm going to be in Louisville.
If you weren't on the DL, you would be fishing.
No, I wouldn't, because I had to take this week off because I got to go to Louisville for the USA Cares dinner. So me and my buddy Johnny Bench will be up there at Jeff Ruby's.
That's awesome.
On Friday night.
What was the guy's name at USA? Hank?
Big Hank Patton.
Hank Patton, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big Hank Patton. He says I'm dodging him now with my broken hand, he said, because I don't want to go fish against him. And I told him it only takes one hand to whoop him.
Oh.
He's talking so much smack.
Oh, my goodness.
You just need to tie a bag around it. Put a Kroger bag around it, and you'll be good.
Is that one of our sponsors?
Put a Save-A-Lot bag around it.
Is that one of our sponsors? I'll stick my hand in a Diet Dew bottle.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
Frozen Diet Dew bottle.
2 liter.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be – that's a big deal. So you're fishing with a lot of money. It's going to be fun. And they're
giving away a boat, but it's as a drawing.
That's right.
A low boat, somewhat like what you have.
Next year, same thing. A bigger boat next year.
Bigger boat.
Yeah, he's already talking. To get the motor's going to be donated. The boat's going to be donated.
That'd be nice.
You know, and what we found out by going down to Harrington on these Saturday nights is there's a lot of new and younger faces that are coming out on the water.
That are kicking our hind ends.
I know they are, man.
It's hurting my feelings bad.
Well, you're the one taught most of them. Show them their fault.
It's fun, though, but you got to start somewhere. I mean, you got to – that's the future of the sports, you know, doing one diet with us old codgers.
Really. I'm seeing that in a lot of things I'm doing, and I'm starting to turn it over to the kids.
Though.
That's a good thing. That's exactly
good thing.
Right.
As long as you're seeing them, that's right.
Hey, we got a guest today a little bit. On
yes, we do.
Segment,
I'm excited about this guy. We'll bring him in, but it's Mr. Eric Sanders. You know Eric.
I know Eric.
We've stayed at his place down at Lake Barkley. He's right across from Joe and them, and I've stayed with him several times, actually.
From the Joe Elam condo.
Right. But Eric went down to the BFL regional that they held this year on Barron River, his division, and he won that son of a gun.
Dad gum.
Won it. What
did he win?
Boat,
he win
won him a Ranger boat.
No way.
Motor. Yep. $65,000 So if you need a boat for sale, you know, this guy's going to have a boat for sale, probably cheaper.
Wow. Pretty cool
yeah,
for Eric.
It is. I'm happy for him. Plus, he made the All-American, which is going to be held at Cross Lake in Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, next summer, next May, I think.
Outstanding.
So he gets a chance shot at $100,000.
And he was on Barron where fishing's been pretty darn tough.
Very tough. And we'll talk more about it when we get him on here, but he had a big last day, caught like 14 or 15 pounds the last day.
So how many days did he fish?
Three. He fished two to qualify. They take the top 12 on the final day, and then they pull him up, and he won on the final day. Come from ninth place up.
Did he really?
Yeah. So
wow.
Really good.
Do you start all over on the final day, or
no,
do you just
keep
add
your
it to your total
weight? But like I said, he had 14 pound and one bait there, 8 or 9 ounces. So.
Oh my gosh!
So you know he was a little bit tight.
Yeah, I'll find out how many keepers that he had.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Bring him on the next segment. I look forward to talking to him.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk with Eric, find out some of his tips on fishing a very tough Barron Lake. When we return on Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Bradley Roy, and I'm listening to my favorite fishing network. I learned everything from this show with Keith and Doug, and they'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from Big League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors. And we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything we
need. They have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by. Hey, welcome back to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson here today on a wonderful day. Where if you're not fishing, there's something wrong with you like me, because I'm not going to be fishing because I got a broken hand. And you know, I'm not real happy about it.
Well, I know you're not happy.
But I heard it fishing.
Well, you heard it fishing?
You're sort
sure? of. Falling out of a boat or into a boat? Falling into a boat.
I heard it falling into a boat. Yeah. So let's get the story straight. A lot of rumors going out there. I ran into a few people this week, said I heard it falling out of a boat. That is not true. I heard it falling into a boat and never made it. So, hey, let's talk. Now, you and I, you fish BFL.
Yes, I do. Fishing for years. Fishing a lot of time.
And I tell you, you fish around here in Kentucky
in
a BFL?
Yes, sir.
You better have your A game.
You better bring it. Kentucky's got some of the finest fishermen in the whole United States, bar none.
I mean, they have the one. I only fished in one. I had 192 boats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. These guys
you
know
really
how
know
to fish. So to win a regional, how tough is that?
It's pretty tough, because you're taking the top 40 or 45 fishermen from five different regions. Four different regions, and coming into one lake, and you've got 2 days, 3 days of practice, and then
now take on top of that, you're fishing a lake that's not giving up a lot of fish. Right.
It is very stubborn. The last 2 years, it's been very stingy with its own basses.
Well, tell us about our guest today.
Well, our guest today did a super job. Had a BFL regional, qualified through Kentucky Lake, so he got to go to Barron, and went down there and won the son of a gun. Won him a brand new Ranger boat. Gets qualified for the BFL All-American next year on Cross Lake. Eric Sanders from right here in Lexington, Kentucky, our good buddy.
Attaboy. Hey, congratulations, man.
All right, I appreciate it.
You got to be on cloud nine, don't you?
Oh, it's unreal. I mean, as many texts and people calling me. And, I mean, the weigh-in finished at 3 o'clock, and we didn't leave the weigh-in site until it was almost 7 o'clock.
Wow.
By the time you got the local media and news doing interviews, and It's just,
hey man, soak it up.
Amazing.
Soak it up. It's fun.
I bet you got a lot of people now going to find out where your little place is down on the lake and want to stay, aren't they?
Oh, you know it. I mean, like he was talking about, I mean, fishing Kentucky Lake, you're fishing against some of the best people down there just trying to qualify to get to that tournament, to the regional.
That's right. The LBL division itself is I mean, you've got six or eight FLW fishermen all the time in it. If, mm-hmm. if they're around, they're fishing Kentucky Lake. You know, you got Dan Moorhead and Terry Bolton, and then you've got Sean, what's his last name? Sean Penn, you know, not the movie
yeah,
star.
Sean Penn, and you got a Brandon Hunter now that.
Yeah, Brandon Hunter's smoking
from the tour this year, and he jumped in a couple of them. And
of well, course, Billy Schroeder, you got, you know, you can't leave Billy out. And all these, I mean, it's yeah. like fishing a.
And Ray Bargey.
Yeah, it's like fishing a small FLW tournament every time you fish a BFL on the LBL division.
Yeah. Well, Eric, you guys were on a lake because there were more people that were down at Barron fishing over the last several weekends, and all I heard was people coming back cussing. I mean, not only could they not catch a limit, they couldn't hardly catch a keeper. So you had to do something a little different or have them figured out. How tough was it really during this tournament?
I fished, there's a G. Loomis tournament. There's about three weekends before that. I fished on it, and it was fishing very tough. It was the weekend after the Mountain Division Super Tournament down there. And mm-hmm. you guys seen the weights on it. It,
yep.
it took less than 10 pounds a day to make the cut.
Wow.
Right.
So I got there on Sunday, and I, you know, this time of year you think about going back shallow, fishing shallow water, you know, top water, and the first pocket I went to, there must have been 10 boats in the back of it.
That's barren.
And I was like, this isn't going to work. So I needed to find something a little bit different, you know. And I've got some history on the lake, so I just started looking for some deeper fish out deep in about 25, 30 foot. And the first spot I went to, I caught one about 4 pounds. And I knew right then, I was like, this is the kind of fish that you're going to need for 3 days. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I stuck with. And
plus, the lake was... Lake was real low too, wasn't it? Aren't they pulling Barron pretty hard right now?
Yeah, they're dropping it about 6 inches a day. So the fish that I seen shallow or that we were catching shallow, you know, you go back there on Wednesday and it's all out of the water.
Wow.
They're dropping it 6 inches a day right now.
Right, right.
Wow.
Man, that's awesome.
So,
yep.
I set a goal of 10 pounds a day, and I thought that's what it would take to least qualify to get in the top six, and that was my goal. So
mm-hmm. I seen you were ninth, and then you were, I mean, you was right there close. I checked it out the day before the last day. I pulled it up and was looking at all the weights and all that, and you were just a few ounces out of top six. I mean, he was right there, wasn't that far behind
yeah,
the leader.
I think
actually
it was like 5 ounces.
Yeah, he was right in the
sixth place. So
but then turns around and catches almost 15 pounds the final day to jump from ninth place to the win.
Wow.
So that's got you. I bet when you finished out your limit, I bet you were sitting there, oh, gosh, I got a shot this thing.
Yeah, it was about, I'd say 10:30, I had a limit. And I was like, man, I think I'm doing pretty good. I think I'll have a shot for the top six. I ran a couple new spots that I'd never been to the first 2 days.
Uh-huh.
But I had some fish in practice that I either stuck or I shook off. And both spots I went to, I ended up catching a 4-pounder, calling out
wow.
a couple. You know, I had a slot and a smaller fish that we ended up calling out. And my co-angler thought we had 20 pounds. I was like, no, I think I got about 15. Still, 15 pounds was, you know, the biggest stack weighed in was 14-12, and I had 14-8 on the last day.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That's an awesome sack. Especially, I mean, people don't understand how hard Barron is fishing. Used to, you know, you go down there and you catch 50, 60, 70 fish a day. 8, 9, 10 keepers, 12, maybe bust a 4-pounder, but long way. Boy, the last two or three times I've been down there, I've caught 20 fish total. I mean, and usually.
What do you think has been the biggest difference?
I don't know. It's just, it's not fishing good right now, but it
that
is for some
or
people.
The pressure of it. I mean, it's all the lakes go through a cycle, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the fish are still there, but, you know, obviously over the 3 days we were down there, a lot of people were sitting on top of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the other thing, the pressure of that lake. You put 169 boats
oh,
on
my goodness.
A small lake like that.
That's drawn down.
People were sitting on top of each other.
Oh, boy. What are you going to do with the boat? You going to sell it? You going to keep it?
Probably going to sell it.
Okay.
Try to put it up.
Well, good deal. We can help. We got You can advertise it right now, can't you? That's bring right. your boat for sale. What'd you win, a 519?
45,000. I was looking to take about 40,000 for it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a good deal for it right there.
Wow. Well, what will this do for you now as far as your fishing career? Will this, have you got thoughts of jumping on up into, you know, fishing FLW full time or anything like that?
I was thinking about maybe going, the tour is going to Two Lakes in Kentucky next year. I'll probably try to jump into them as a co-angler. They're going to Cumberland and to Kentucky Lake.
I know, that's awesome. Kentucky Lake's right there is his back door. He has a place right down there on Lake Barkley. Well, you've been there before.
Yeah, I've been there. I know. He's got a lousy neighbor, though, right across the street.
Yes, he does.
From
got bad neighbors.
Yeah. So. I hear he keeps that place hopping, is what I understand.
A lot of people come in, and it's, you know, hey, it's a pretty good thing.
Hey, can you tell us what you caught all your fish on?
I'd like to go on, but
I understand that.
It's just, you know, I better keep my day job for right now.
I hear you. He's fixed it up good. Now, Munson and I stayed there, and he had a big hole in the floor, but I understand he's got a – matter of fact, remember we had to turn the water on. We had to move a rock and –
Turn the water on.
Yeah. I think Eric was down there at the
Eric
when you
was
and I came
there. He
down
was across the street,
Eric
had a
that was good. Can you give any tips how you caught the fish now that it's all over with?
Oh yeah, I just caught them on a Stanstone Boozebug jig. You know, I was using a Rage Tail Menace, and then on the final day I switched up to a Twin Tail Grub. I was just trying to get the smaller slot fish or Kentucky, just trying to fill out a limit, but. Mm-hmm. You know, it seemed like it worked pretty well, so.
We can't argue with that.
I guess. I mean, that kind of weight, because I tell you, all the people that were coming back home, I mean, we had a lot of buddies that were down there just said, hey, there's nobody catching anything. I mean,
yeah.
Well, my brother and him were fishing a little tournament, and he said they needed 17 pounds, I think, to fish and whatever, so they could fish a third day on the tournament they were fishing, and they were right at it, and they were in 30th place with 17 pounds, and, you know, that should – be nothing
that
lake.
Barron is awesome sometimes. But it has been on a downstring. I look for it to come back. It's just, I don't know if they had a couple bad spawns or Eric said, fishing pressure, but it is still, it's a good lake. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. What do you got going for this winter, Eric? You going to fish all winter?
I don't really want to. I'm probably going to fish a little bit at Cumberland, but then we shut it down for the winter. We'll start, I'd duck hunt a little bit, so. We'll get into some duck season, maybe do some crappie fishing down at Kentucky Lake.
I got a good tale I can tell you on Eric. Uh-oh. He called me one time. And he said,
he may not want you to tell
well,
it.
This is a good tale, though.
All right.
He called me one time, and he said, man, they are biting on Kentucky Lake. It was in January. We had a real nice, warm January up to that point, and that's when the A-rig first started getting out. Eric makes A-rigs. Mm-hmm. And so I went down there, and I met him the next morning, drove down there and met him. Had trouble finding a place to put the boat in. The lake was real low. But anyway, we got put in, started fishing. It was nice. The water was in the mid-40s. We run down the lake. I think the first fish we caught was a 4-pounder. And then a few minutes later, caught another 4-pounder. And then wasn't long, caught a 7-pounder. And then we caught an 8-pounder. I think our five biggest, what were they, 37 pounds? Is that right, Eric? Our five biggest fish.
After we realized that, we was like, we ought to probably start keeping maybe five. We'll hold them up.
I've got a picture of them. We're holding up four. You know, I think we got one right at 9, one at 8-something, another at 7-something. Seriously. They bit. Once about after lunch, they really turned on. And it was the same day, I think, that big ship run into the bridge down there.
It was.
We were down
there.
It
was kind of skeptical. It was bright blue skies, and Keith's like, man, you think they're going to eat this A-rig?
Well, they did. It was fun.
It was a magical day. I mean, we don't have many days like that.
No.
I'll tell you, after the last couple of years, you can bet there will be an A-rig ready to roll in Munson's boat.
You better have or you get beat with it.
That's right. Well, buddy, we're sure happy for you. That is outstanding. It's good to see good people have something good happen, and you've put the time in for sure. But we're proud of you, and we know that you're going to give Wes Cole all the credit for helping you out there.
Hey,
I probably end up fishing a few of Keith's old spot. I mean, you know, I've got some history on it, and, you know, I haven't been down there in the fall a lot, but, you know.
It's good. It's good.
I've been fishing a couple of his old spots.
You come right ahead. It's good.
We'll look forward to seeing you on a ramp someplace this winter because we'll be fishing every weekend someplace.
Yeah, go down there at Cross Lake and win that All-American next spring.
That's right.
We'll be pulling
there
for you,
buddy.
There
you go. All right, buddy. Congratulations, Eric.
All right. Thanks for
Eric.
Having me on.
All right, buddy. Yes, we'll talk to you later. Eric Sanders, just a big winner in the
buddy.
BFL Regional, which is a huge deal.
Ranger boat, man.
I know. And he's going to get rid of it.
Well,
I'll give him $20 for it. We don't know how to. Hey!
Sold!
We'll be back with more Big League Fishing when we return on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GM, and they will be right back.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1... Mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing. I want to thank Eric Sanders, our guest, the winner of the BFL
Regional. BFL Regional, you know, an automatic qualifier for the All-American. That's a big feat.
On a region, you got 40?
I think they moved it this year to 45 boats from your division.
He said 169, what he said was total.
Okay, yeah, because there's 45 and there was four divisions, so whatever that comes to qualified.
Plus
180.
So, I'd give you,
So, and then some people just don't come, but I don't know why you wouldn't. But
good point.
I mean. It's pretty awesome.
Well, you know, if I had buddies that were down here fishing early and hollered back and said, we ain't catching nothing.
Yeah. I was down there 2 weeks prior, and I caught four or five, but it was, I mean, you know, keepers, but it was really hard. Yeah. I mean, I fished my tail off and to catch the ones I caught.
Throwing that jig.
Yeah.
Out in deeper water.
Yeah, that's the key that's a very smart move right there with the pressured lake. When you got 170 boats on a lake the size of Barron that's pulled down, so now it's not the size it normally is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really down, and then you run on top of each other, and you're trying, and there's fish shallow, but they're going to be plucked off, you know. So if you don't have three or four places that nobody's going to hit, you're in trouble. So that was really a smart move. Of course, obviously, it paid off, but it's a smart move fishing deep.
And when you walk up or you ease up to your first spot and you catch a 4-pounder. That helps.
That helps calm the nerves a little bit.
That'll send you right into, all right, we're doing what's right.
That's right. But, you know, Eric's a good jig fisherman. He does well down on Kentucky Lake fishing the ledges and stuff a lot during the summertime. So it's a good deal.
Well, I'm sure that
I'm happy for him. I really am. I was pulling for him. He was one of the guys I knew in it, so I was glad he won.
So where are you going to be today?
I'm going to be on Lake Cumberland and fishing the trifecta.
Oh, that is right. Now, tell me a little bit about it. Have you been preparing for this?
I have been fishing a little bit, but I'm ready to catch some.
You caught a few last week. Did you fish last week?
Yeah, we fished last week.
How'd you do?
We had five, weighed almost 9 pounds, 8 something. So we did okay, but we didn't win any money. But we're getting closer.
Was it close?
We're getting closer.
You're getting closer?
Definitely getting closer.
I see. So you don't want me to go there, huh?
No, we don't go there. Okay. We just let that die.
You're just too nice a guy.
I know. But
you really are.
I'll tell you about it later.
Will we tell our audience about it later?
No.
All right.
We'll just let it ride. But they're biting a little bit. It took 13 to win, and it's it's been taking about 12 to 13 pounds on Lake Cumberland. So really, it's not as good as it had been. It'd been taking 16 to 17 pounds. But I mean, they're just a buku's of tournaments down there. There was a 69 boat high school tournament out of the dam, and then the tournament we fished wasn't but 20 or 25 boats, and then there was another little club tournament going out there.
What about this weekend? What do you got going on today when you fish?
We got 75 of us and over 120 down at the Pittsburgh Marine putting on at Conley Bottoms, and they got the little tournament going out of the dam. So
if fishing is bad right now, it's pretty easy to say it's because of the pressure.
Well, I don't know if that's it. It's just
– I mean, a big lake's got big bodies of water.
You got big bodies of water, and they're still catching them. The guys that know what's going on are catching them. You know,
what's this weather going to do? Temperature's going to be in the 40s?
I think it's going to help it because Cumberland was still 74, 75 degrees last week, and it's the last of October. Yeah.
Wow.
So I think once it gets down in the upper 50s, that's when I start liking it the best. I mean, of course
– a little early for the A-rig, you think?
You know, I don't know. I think they'll hit it. I'm going to find out. I'll find out today.
You got to throw it.
Yeah, I got to throw it.
You got to throw it.
I'm going to throw it.
I mean, I'd give an hour, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
throw it for an hour.
Or longer.
But at least an hour. Because
the thing about the A-rig is you can go and go and go and go and go. And then in 20 minutes catch 20 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, and then go and go and not get another bite. When it's really good is when they do like we've done a few times where they bite, and then a few minutes later, bite. And, you know.
I like it when they do that, like in Dale Hollow.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I probably need to get a fishing license because I haven't had one this year to Tennessee.
You told me that last week, and I was I couldn't sleep at night.
I couldn't either. And I can't fish yet, so I'm still 2 weeks away from fishing.
When's the official date you can start back?
Monday I get to get the stitches out. Then we'll have
I'm afraid
to see.
It'll be tender. Will it be tender with the jerk and stuff?
It'll be tender, and we'll have to see how that carpal tunnel stuff, the nerves that were in there. What about our boy went out and got food while we're sitting here doing a darn radio show? He walked in the other room, got food, and walked right here
and
in front
walked
of,
past us so we could smell it.
And like we didn't see him or something.
No.
Hey, I was raising radio, so you know you eat when you can, okay?
Well, we didn't hear that little. Why didn't you tell us to go eat before we
went
on the air?
I told you guys that there was food in there.
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear it.
I told you.
Oh, he told you, and you didn't pass it on.
You should have passed on the information.
What'd you told me?
I told you that there was food in there.
I didn't know where you. I thought you was kidding.
No. Do
Josh
I kid
don't,
about food?
Josh
Look
don't
at
kid
me.
About food.
Look at me. Do I kid about food?
Good point. A good point. So what are you eating, by the way?
I've got some ribs some green beans and some baked beans.
So. Why is there food in the room today? What is the special day?
I don't know. Some
is it Matthew Lawrence's birthday?
I'm not sure exactly who.
Matthew Lawrence.
Who?
He got to be 100 years old. I don't know. No, today's not his birthday, I don't think.
Hey, did you watch the football game last Saturday, UK?
I did not. I was Cincinnati, and it didn't have it where I was.
I was a little disappointed.
A little?
Just to be honest.
They only got
to be
beat
honest.
45-7.
I know, but I mean.
That's a thumping.
That's a good old-fashioned one there.
They said no team has ever dropped so far or being like they're ranked 25th, and they dropped from 25th to 50th.
Well, they deserve that. They didn't, you know, you can't play like you played.
What was the key? Did you watch it? What was the key?
No, I didn't watch any of it. I taped it and then didn't watch it because I listened to it coming home from fishing, but. When I turned it on, they had just scored. It was 7-7.
They
fumbled and got it.
Yeah.
And it was 7-7. Then they got the field goal. It was 10-7. Then they get back down, and 2 minutes to go in the first half, and they throw a bad pass, and they have to punt, and the other team marches down and scores. And they keep blaming it on that play. But I did listen to the rest of the third quarter, and it seemed like every time they touched the ball, they scored. We just didn't stop them. So I don't think throwing over somebody's head or under throwing somebody had anything to do with that. It may have killed a little bit of your momentum, but that's when a good team go out there and stop that.
Sure hope they do good and I pull
me
for
too.
Them.
Me too.
But I'm not all caught up in all the hype and the psych and all that stuff. I hope they do good because I'm a UK fan. But
what about the basketball?
Every year is the same. I guess they're going to be pretty good probably.
They got a couple.
Maybe.
It's World Series time and you want to talk something else.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see if you had, you know, guys that didn't know baseball like Matthew Mitchell
that's really
or Matthew Lawrence in here. But you got me in here.
Well, that's the reason I don't.
I smell those ribs and
they
smell good.
I do too.
They
smell very good.
That is so wrong. He's got them stuck right up to the microphone where we can smell them too. Oh,
they're delicious.
Man, oh man, they smell good.
You know, I don't watch the news because I don't like to take the world serious. I'm not a serious person, so I don't know. You can do the world.
I'm starting to worry about you. I really am. I think you need some professional help. I think whatever y'all are doing down in Bergen at these council meetings, we're gonna have to start going down and checking on them. Josh, we need to do some reconnaissance. We're coming down to see what's going on with all the Bergenites.
Do they have free food?
We have some free food, yes, sir.
You have food tonight at your thing?
I'm in.
No, but I'll get some on the way. I'm hungry now.
All right, we come back. We're going to talk about how Keith's going to catch a bunch of fish today when Big League Fishing returns.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GM. And they will be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from Big League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse because we are addicted to the outdoors and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything
they have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by. We're back with Big League Fishing.
Woo!
And the food is going to our head.
Yes, it is. It's got me saying stupid stuff.
Hey, really, I'm telling you. Hey, today you'll be fishing a big thing with our buddy Greg.
Yeah.
Mr.
Yeah.
Excitement, Greg Prophet.
Yep.
Greg will be throwing a shaky head. We already know that.
And a Senko.
I mean, we know what he's going to be throwing.
I get tickled. He'll bring 10 rods, and he'll throw that one 90% of the time. And this sucker catches fish on it.
I know.
Catch them on it.
So, have they pulled the lake at Harrington any?
They're pulling. Yeah, that's in the process of going down. They've got a bunch of cranes tied up to the bridge now. They're getting ready to – I think they've already drilled on the Garrett County side. They've put those big – what do they call them, caissons or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they've pumped the water out and drill it. And
well,
so,
we got heat and air conditioning and level trailer.
Have you sure
I'm
enough.
Ready to start coming back in, boys.
Well, come on down.
I am trailer trash. I don't care what you say. That's what I am, and I'm proud of it. So I'll meet you down there fixing that baby up.
I love going by and getting pizza and coming down there and
yeah, we got to get the shower fixed. I think it's ready, but Joe Elam, if you're listening, we need you to come down there and fix my shower for me.
He needs to. Instead of fishing so dadgum much, he needs to come help the
friend. He's been running down there doing a lot of stuff at Kentucky Lake.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, but Plumber Joe, we got him. He'll be ready. So tell me your game plan today to go out and fish this tournament for $3,000.
For $3,000. First, yep. I'm going to dress warm because it's supposed to be pretty chilly.
Yeah, rain suit.
And rainy, yeah. But
somebody said chili.
Chili.
Oh, yeah.
I am itchy.
We didn't say ribs. Keep eating.
we are going to.
So I know what you're going to start off with first. You're going to find that little spinner Johnson.
If you remember one year, you and I fished up down at Cumberland, and we had zero fish at like 11:30, and at 2:30 we had 20 or 21
pounds.
I'm going to do
That's
what we did.
That's not true. It's not true.
Okay.
We had a 13-inch Kentucky.
That's right. I forgot about that.
At 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
And then before I could tie on, you'd caught another 19 pounds worth.
We're going to. That's where I'm going to go.
So you're going to do what we did.
I'm going to throw a crankbait lot, spinnerbait lot. I'm going to A-rig it some.
Are you going to try to find some water with a little color?
Yes, I am. That's going to be part of the key. I was going to make a big, long run down toward the dam, but it's
because I'm not with you, so you're not going to
do that. Since you're not with me and you won't be uncomfortable, I'm not going to run 50 miles in the rain and wind.
If they had a tournament out of the dam, we'd be fishing at Burnside. If they go out of Burnside, we're going to fish at the dam. He likes to eliminate the competition by running out of sight so they can't find him.
You know, but
am I wrong?
Well, you always help me make my decision. I'll say, you want.
No, here's what he says. He says, you want to run down towards the dam or do you want to run up the other way? And I'll say, absolutely.
Absolutely. That's what I hear. I'm with you.
I'm with you. I got you. Let's go. Let's just go get it in the water, baby. I'm ready. So, I can't wait to get this thing off because I want to go so bad. So you'll start off and you'll probably...
I'm going to spinnerbait for a long time, crankbait for a long time. I really am. And then a rig and just move around topwater some. We caught a few on topwater last Friday, but we didn't catch any. Greg put on a double fluke rig. He said, man, I'm going to catch him on a double fluke. So we're going down the bank. We went up in Beaver and Otter. And we're going down the bank and he's a twitching that double fluke. And he said, boom, catches one. Rolls up. It's about a 4-pound striper.
Ooh.
So he gets it right by the boat. Boom. He catches another striper on both flukes.
Oh.
So he catches a double, but they're both stripers. But it was still fun.
I guess.
It reminded me of that day we were down about the same place where you and I went. Remember we caught that on a rig. So.
Oh, man.
Striper must be biting because there's a lot of guides out. A lot of people, you know, they're trolling for them. I don't know. They must be really deep because I see a lot of them using their downriggers and that sort of thing.
What about the water levels? Have they pulled it at Cumberland at all?
Cumberland's on the fall, yeah. It had gone down.
Why couldn't, around those trees, you throw it double fluke?
Yeah. Yeah, you should catch them around the fluke. I did. I caught my biggest fish last week flipping, which was fun. It was about a 3-pound largemouth. There was some stuff in the water, and they were there. So, but I doubt that I'll do that any this week. I'm going to move.
Well, the weather's going to be a little goofy, too.
Move's going to be goofy, but I'm just going to move around, cast a crankbait some, cast a spinnerbait a lot, and A-rig some. And if I see something, cast a jig around, I'll probably do that, too.
And Greg's going to be throwing a Senko.
And Greg will be throwing a Senko. So eliminate the Senko or throw a Senko. I might throw that if he starts catching.
Greg, are you listening to this show today? You'll have this on the way down there, won't you?
Yeah, we have listened to it. Yes,
right. Greg, throw the Senko. All right? Tip it a little bit. And don't throw a crankbait. Let Munson do that. Throw the Senko. And the A-rig.
And the A-rig.
Hey, high school boy, did you have a game last week?
Yes, we did.
Where'd you go?
We did Bryan Station and Dunbar to get
that was the big game. I didn't hear that one.
It was a huge game. It was a battle of titans, let me tell you what.
That was the big, what happened?
Well, it was really close, 20-18. Bryan Station won.
20-18.
First game.
So they got one in a row now.
Yep.
One in a row.
Wow.
And they got a playoff berth. So
We were talking about that last week.
Yeah. I know.
Crazy, isn't it?
That is crazy.
And Dunbar will get a participation trophy or what?
Probably.
Unbelievable. You win one game and that qualifies you
for the playoffs.
Unbelievable.
One game in district. That's all it takes.
Unbelievable.
Anymore.
I know. I told you we went 9-1-1 and we lost one game in the conference to Harrison County when I was a junior, 14-13. We didn't go to the playoffs.
Mine was a little bit easier. It was you got to win 3 out of 4 in your district, which I mean, I think that's fair. 3 out of 4.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, not perfect, but, you know, 3 out of 4, you get a chance in.
Now, when you went to Bryan Station, you guys were always tough. Bryan Station was a football.
Junior and senior year, we were pretty good.
And who is it? Highlands? Is it Highlands?
Highlands beat us our senior year.
Highlands is always good. Yeah.
They beat us 19-0 my senior year.
Yeah.
We were only down 9-0 at half, and we thought, we got a shot at this one.
But wasn't there Reardon played some?
For them?
For you all.
We had Donnie Reardon. Donnie was a basketball player, too.
Yeah.
Patsy, and I don't know if.
I was trying to think of some of the guys. Did you play with Frank LeMaster?
I played with LeMaster.
I was thinking that, yeah.
I was the one that handed him the ball.
Oh.
Me and Harry Sykes.
Said, run with it fast.
Go, Frankie, go. And the year before that, when I was a junior, we had Brian Foster and Buddy Williams, and they could fly. I mean, you give them the ball, and they were gone.
Wow.
It was. I think about them because they seem like men. I was just, you know, I was a little bitty guy.
Yeah.
All I had to do was the football was bigger than me. So,
have you ever heard the Jerry Clower football jokes, tales he's got? They're so funny. The one he said, "There's nothing more humbling than laying on the ground flat on your back and watching the guy you're supposed to tackle's number get smaller and smaller."
Yeah. He must have been pretty good though.
Yeah.
Because he didn't play in high school, right? Yeah. He just walked on Mississippi State.
Yeah, he said he went to the first day of school at Mississippi State. Said the football coach walked up to him and said, "You're a big fella." Said, "I'm going to offer you a half scholarship by just looking at you." And he said, "You play football?" He said, "I've done it for." He said, what do you play? He said, "I'm the man what runs with the football."
Yeah.
I've got every one of them, boy. I used to listen to them.
My uncle
so
used to
funny.
Listen to him. I'd go over to his house, and he'd listen to those all the time, so. It was good. So Bryan Station got a W this year.
That is awesome.
How's Frederick Douglass doing? They win again?
Yep. Still rolling. They
so
beat
lost once?
They've lost once against Danville.
First game, right?
Yep.
What's Catholic doing? They got a good team, Catholic?
Catholic's pretty good.
LCA?
LCA is probably the best team in the city. They won't, you know, they don't have a way to prove that.
Didn't they play Louisville or somebody last week, or was that Catholic?
Played one of the Louisville teams. I'd have to check that.
All right. I'd heard somebody said, why are they playing them? I don't know. Why not? If you're good, play a good team.
Yeah.
See how good you are, or see how bad, see what you need to work on. I like that. Mm-hmm. Play up. You know, it's one thing now that people don't play up. Like, if you're an 8-year-old, you play with 8-year-olds. If you're a 9-year-old, you play with 9-year-olds. I remember when I was in Little League, I was 8, played with 12-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get your butt whipped? Yeah.
But every time.
You learned.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. You learned.
If you look, a lot of the better teams in the city and in the state as well, like, they'll schedule teams from, like, Ohio, stuff like that, just to play occasionally. And, you know, they may get their butts kicked, but it's a good learning experience.
Mm-hmm. Whoever schedules Moeller and teams like that, they need to talk to their scheduler. Because they're good every year.
Yeah.
Teams up in Ohio, I mean, they're really good.
Oh, yeah.
So they're good. All right, so go down there and do good, catch a bunch of fish.
I'm going to do that, buddy.
And then I'll get my stitches out.
I'll be glad when you get back healed up and everything.
I will, too. I can't hardly stood it. I'll be in Louisville this week, me and Johnny, USA Cares, dinner and banquet, raising a lot of money for the families of military folk, and we're excited about
great organization. Bradley probably up there, won't he?
Bradley will be there, yeah.
You know,
Bradley
last
Roy, it's Bradley's does a fishing tournament for him, and he'll be in his tux coming on up there, looking all pretty.
Oh, man.
I need to get a picture me and Bradley and put it on the webpage.
Do that. We'll do that. You know, Bradley last week did a seminar with Dinsmore somewhere down in eastern Kentucky.
Really?
I called Dinsmore just to see how he'd been doing. He said, I'm headed to a seminar with Bradley Roy. I said, well, tell him I said hey. So,
I didn't know they knew each other.
Yeah. Well, they didn't, but I think they do now.
Oh,
so
that'd be very good.
Yeah. So,
well, we'll get us a good picture and we'll send it back.
Do that. We'll put it on Facebook. We need to get some fishing pictures put on the Facebook
page. I ain't got
any.
I got two of a guy down at, he was catching some big old smallmouth on the river.
Mm-hmm.
I showed you those, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And he said, come down there anytime you want to. And I said, I want to right now. But I got to get well first.
Yeah.
I mean, two huge smallmouth. I can't tell anybody where because I don't want nobody to come down there and bother us. So,
yeah. What river is that on?
The Mississippi.
Mississippi.
As far as you know.
As far as I know.
Yeah. I got to blindfold you if you and I go down there.
Okay. I won't tell
but
nobody.
But we'll go down, and it's really
I love it.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful place down there.
Next spring, I want to go to down Foxworthy's place. Remember he invited
all right,
us
let me
down
ask,
there?
Let me talk to you about this,
okay.
All right?
Okay.
We got older this year.
And
I did.
Yes, we did.
We had a birthday, which is a good thing.
Yes.
And all this stuff we say we're going to do that we have not done. We got to do it.
Well, I know it.
I had a good talk with my buddy Jim Richardson today, and I'm talking. Johnny and I are going to talk about it on Friday about prioritizing, because you wake up one morning and 20 years have gone by, and you say, all right, have you done everything that you want to do or should be doing or would like to do?
That's true.
And
that's true.
Before you know it, you're not going to be able to do some of those things.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, because you fall down, you break bones. Used to, you fall down, you get right back up. It don't happen no more.
Hey, I'm afraid you're going to be tender. My biggest concern is it could be tender.
Don't you worry about me. I'm tough.
If it's tender, I'll just go out on a limb here. If it's tender, you can still probably throw and stuff. If you get a bite, hand me your fishing pole. I'll jerk and reel it in.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll
then that way,
you'll
stay in touch.
Yeah, I'll do that.
That's what buddies are for.
Just looking out for you, right?
I'm just trying to be.
You can count on that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll poke you all right. Yeah, be like at night when I couldn't talk. I'd be
and of course,
up on your arm.
When you guys go visit Foxworthy, you got to help them find airheads.
True,
airheads. Right?
Well, two airheads will be there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Well, he loves it. Yeah, it's true. That's true. We do need to go down there and fish.
I'd love
place,
to.
So.
Let's do
all
it.
All right, we'll do it. All right, we got to hold each other accountable to start doing more fun
I'm with
stuff.
You
hear that, Josh? You too.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, everybody. If we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. For Doug, Keith, and Josh, Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from
famous,
Big League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything
they have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it, too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.